Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
The love of God is like no other. In fact, the prophet Jeremiah recorded those words, Jeremiah 31 verse 3. He quoted God saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And you know, Paul writes in the book of Romans chapter 8, and he asks this great question, what then will separate us from the love of God? And the answer is nothing. There is nothing that can separate you and I from the love of Jesus. Will you give him praise in the house? He's a God that loves us. And thank you, Comfort, for singing that song. And you know, this is how Jesus put it in John chapter 15, verse 13. He said, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And friends, today I just want to talk to you about no greater love, because I want to let you know there's people that love you. There's even people that like you very much, but there is none that loves you the way Jesus loves you. You are so dearly loved by Jesus. And I want to encourage you today. Maybe you walked in feeling like maybe everything's not working in your life. Life is not working out. Things are falling apart left, right, and center. And you wonder, does God love me? Does God care about me? I want to encourage you this evening. You are loved by Jesus. Will you turn to three people around you? Tell them, you are loved by Jesus. You are loved by Jesus. You are loved by Jesus. And man, as I say that, I'm preaching to myself, because I know there's friends that I have that really do like me. My best friend is my wife, who dearly loves me. And I know she loves me because of the way she looks at me. First of all, I know she loves me. The love is in her eyes. You can just tell. The words she uses when she's calling me, when the way she says, babe, it's like there's breath carrying them. It's absolutely amazing. I remember when, well, just before we dated, and we knew we absolutely loved each other, but everyone was fearing to say it first. And I was also on the other side fearing. And I remember one day we had done this production in a certain place, and we were going to go our separate ways. And I wasn't really sure if I would see her after that. And she wasn't sure if she'd see me. So I was walking out of that hall, and she was on the stage. And I was walking out at the end of the hall. I was going to walk through the doors, and it was almost like a movie. I was walking, and I sensed that she was looking at me, and I walked, and I walked, and when I got to the door, I turned, and she was looking at me from the stage, and she came running. She came running, and she asked me, am I going to see you again? I'm telling you, this is not Hollywood. This is my life. This is, I'm telling you, this is May 2003, I remember very well. And she asked me, am I going to see you again? And I said, I don't know. Maybe if something brings us together. She said, we need to find something. Maybe let's just find something. And she said, do you have a phone? And right there, I became ashamed because I didn't have a phone. And she had a phone, and she was, but I said, my neighbor has a phone. You can call me through. And she was like, give me his number. And she would call me. And man, we got married many years later. And up to today, her love for me is great. Than when she first met me. I love her to pieces, but you know what? I know that even if she loves me like that, Jesus loves me so much more. And his love for me is perfect. It is without condition. His love is extravagant. In fact, we sing the song that talks about the reckless, overwhelming love of God. And I want to let you know today, you are dearly loved by Jesus. Every first Sunday of the month for us is a communion Sunday, and we get to celebrate the love that Jesus demonstrated. And as I ponder the love of Jesus and the different ways that the Bible presents it to us, I have seen four ways that the depth of Christ's love is revealed. First, we know the depth of Christ's love by what it cost him. Because you see, Jesus paid a high price to demonstrate to you that he absolutely loves you. And you see, Jesus didn't just take a few bruises on his back and say, see, there, approved. No, Jesus went the whole 9 yards. In fact, he laid down his life for you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8 tells us who, talking about Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And friends, I want to let you know the love of Jesus cost him his very life. You might have walked in here today and the whole world is screaming at you that you mean nothing, you never amount to anything, no one cares about you, no one loves you. I want to let you know there is one who sits on the throne in heaven. His name is Jesus. He gave his life for you and he loves you with an everlasting love. I also see the love of Jesus revealed and the depth of it by how little we deserve it. Because you see, friends, we don't deserve the love of Jesus. Every day we offend him. Every day we turn our backs on him. Every day we walk away from what he asks us to do. We are not so kind to him. We're not always loving towards him. But that helps me understand how amazing and how deep his love for us is. Romans chapter 5 verse 7 to 8 puts it this way. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, we were lost in our sin. We didn't even consider him as our Savior and our Lord. But even before we considered him, he considered us. He was thinking about us and he died for us. While we were still sinners, he didn't wait for you and I to be perfect. That is how amazing the love of God is. It's that he poured out himself for us before we even recognized his love for us. How amazing is the love of God? But you see, we also know the depth of the love of Christ for us by the greatness of the benefits that we receive when we receive his love. You see, if you're helped to pass an exam, you'll feel loved in one way. If you're helped to get a job, you will feel loved another way. If we are helped to escape from oppressive captivity and given freedom for the rest of our life, you will feel loved in one way. But if you were rescued from hell and given a place in the presence of God, you are given a seat at the table of God the Father where there is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. You will get to know a love that is at a whole other level. And that's the love that Jesus wants to share with you. You could have walked into this place, you've absolutely messed up your life, and you don't even count yourself worthy of the love of God. I want to let you know he loves you and he wants to open up a whole new world if you would only receive his love. The Bible tells us, 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. Are there any children of God in the house today? Are there any children of God in the house today? Man, that's the first benefit of the love of God, that when you receive his love, when you recognize that he died for you and you ask him, Lord, I have messed up. I've walked away from you in so many ways. Will you forgive me? Will you receive me? I want to know your love for me, and you ask him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sin. The first benefit is that you become a child of God. But I love what Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5 tells us about the benefits that God opens up to us through his son Jesus Christ. Scripture says, praise the Lord, O my soul, O my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. When you receive the love of Jesus, he opens you up to a whole new world. Will you give him praise and glory in the house today? And lastly, when I think about the love and the depth of the love of Jesus, I recognize it by the freedom with which he loves us. Because he loves us with the freedom. You see, if a person does a good thing for you because they have been forced to do it, that love is not deep. We don't think that love is amazing, actually. You see, love is deep in proportion to its liberty. And I want to let you know that God loves you with such an abandon. He loves you with every inch of his being. He thinks about you every day. He sings over you. Your name is written in the palm of his hand. And his son Jesus demonstrated such love that was free and willing. Jesus gave himself completely for you. He didn't hold back. He gave everything that he had. And I love the way Jesus put it down in John chapter 10 verse 18. He put it this way. He said, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord." In other words, Jesus is saying, it is my choice that I die for you. It is my choice that I demonstrate to you that my glory in heaven will not stop me from coming to where you are to let you know just how precious, just how amazing you are. And Jesus wants you to receive his love today. We just sang about it. It's the extravagant love of God. I wonder, had you given up on Jesus? Had you given up on walking with Jesus because you thought he doesn't love you? Life is not working out. The people that you've trusted have hurt you. And you wonder, do I matter? I want to let you know that you matter to Jesus and he loves you so much. And I hope you hear him speaking to you today. The love of Christ is so deep. We can know it because it cost him his life. We didn't deserve it. We were in our sin. And we always fail him, but he loves us anyway. And his love draws us back. Because in Jeremiah 31, he says, "I've loved you with an everlasting love, and through my loving kindness, I am drawing you back." I know the depth of the love of Jesus because of the benefits I receive. It's like through his love, he's opening me up to a whole new world. And finally, I know the depth of the love of Jesus by the way that he freely loves me. He gave everything and didn't stop at nothing to demonstrate to me and to demonstrate to you that he loves us with an everlasting love. Jesus, we just say thank you. Today we want to just stop and say thank you for your love. You have loved us with an everlasting love. We don't deserve your love. We mess up, we turn away from you, but you are right there. You stick closer than a brother. You never leave us. You never forsake us. And though we are walking through tragedy and trial, you are faithful. You are there. And you're whispering to us today, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus, today we say thank you. And with our very own lips today, we say we love you back. We love you, Lord. We love you. You've been faithful. You've been steadfast. You've been extravagant in your love. You've loved us with every inch of your being. And today, with our own lips, we say we love you. We honor you. Don't just take this moment for granted. This is a holy moment. Search your heart. If there is sin in your heart, repent of that sin and make things right with God. And on that premise of the death of Jesus Christ, the power of Satan is broken. You are opened up to a whole new life of the promises of God that are yes in Jesus. And our part is to say amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.